What we're going to cover today is how to create digital products, including ebooks, e-courses, audios, and videos. And your handouts, particularly the one on the digital products, we're really just going to go together through the first page of that, and then the second page has links to all the resources that I mentioned that you can use to create those products. And then the third page of it, there are actually video tutorials that, and this is where the big value of this call comes, because what it would cost to either have somebody train you or buy those tutorials or whatever, that's a really huge added value to today's call. So I've got links on there.
That brings a good question, Jody. How did you find all this material?
Well, that leads into my intro, which is, how did I learn how to do all this?
Yeah.
Because my background, you know, as you know, is I'm a second-generation parent educator, so I've been doing the parent ed thing that we've all been doing, you know, for 25 years or so. And I've been doing that in both nonprofit settings, profit settings, both as an employee of a nonprofit, as well as then when my book came out. Actually, my parenting classes were overflowing. I was only a part-time parent educator, and there were so much more requests for my classes than what I could do in the hours I was allowed to be paid for that they told me to start my own program, my own company. And we were very clear on boundaries, you know, when it would be for them, when it would be for me. But that was really the only reason why I started my own like private consulting business. And then they also told me that they didn't have time for me to write the curriculum, and so I needed to do that on my own time, and that's how I ended up writing my book. I didn't intend on writing a book that was, you know, going to do all this stuff. But then once this thing kind of took on a life of its own and people from across the country are asking, how can I get your book? How could I do a class? I was really starting to look for, so, well, it seems like the Internet would be the way to do that. How does one go about doing that? So I had, in terms of the marketing information that I share, like in my workshops and, you know, the ones I've done at parent ed conferences, that's out there in a lot of different places. It's not specific to helping professionals, which I think is very different than if you're selling a tree cutting service or mortgage broker. That's very different than those of us who are in more what I would consider social service professions. And that Book Yourself Solid program is the one that I found that really just fits so perfectly with the way our we don't like to sell, we don't really feel comfortable marketing, we want to be able to use our people skills, it's really about building relationships. So the marketing piece of that, that's where I really feel like that filled in the gaps. In terms of how to write the benefit statements and how to produce all these products, I learned that through a program called 90 Day Product Factory. And it just occurred to me I didn't give you a link for that. So I will give you links to Product Factory when I send out the follow-up email.
Great.
And that's where I learned how to create all these digital resources. And being a social worker and not having a whole lot of income, I'm kind of the queen of free. So if I can find a free way to do something, that's what I'm going to try first before I invest very much money. So I most of what I'm going to share with you today you can do either completely free or you can kind of go up into things that will require equipment or more expensive software just by your choice. So, and as we go through that, I'll kind of tell you at what point you might need to make a higher investment to do something a little bit more. And I'll tell you where to do, you know, which software is good for doing that or which equipment is good for doing that. But a lot of what you, almost all of those things, you can create ebooks, e-courses, audios, all for free.
Wow.
Yeah. So once you get up into video products, there's a little bit more expense. So, and as we go through that, I'll run through all of that. I'll go through how you do it, what you use, how you can learn how to do it. I'll go through all of that with you.
Okay.
Okay. So, at this point, do you guys all have a handout now?
Yeah.
Okay, good. The first page of the digital resources handout is the table. And we are going to kind of go through this cell by cell. And then we'll go much quicker through the last two pages. Those are more like reference things, but I'll just hit a couple points on those. So does everybody have that out in front of you?
Yes, in hand.
Okay. Different kinds of digital resources. There's a couple of different stages, how you create it, how you edit it, what format do you want to save it in, and then how are you going to share this with others. And the five different kinds we're going to look at, reports, is really kind of broad. That can be a report. It could be a tip sheet, like the top 10 tips for reducing stress in your life. It can be a white paper. Here's the research results. It can be an article. It can be a report. It can be an ebook. It could be a 50-page ebook. The bottom line is that it's going to be, it's a document, anywhere from one to, heck, I've seen ebooks that are as long as a couple hundred pages. It truly is a book. are all going to be in about the same format. The beauty is, number one, this entire process can be free. It can be free for you to produce, but it can also be offered to them for free. The way you create it is you just create it with whatever word processing software you normally would be writing it in anyway. No special equipment required. Same thing with editing. So say we'll just go with something simple. We've got a top 10 tips for reducing stress in your life. We create that in Word. We format it, put whatever pretty colors or fonts or whatever, and that's like a whole other discussion, how many fonts and all that. Generally speaking, no more than two or three fonts or colors in any particular document. You can do page numbers, whatever. Whatever you would normally do for this document, you do. Then you use a program called PDF 995, and you've got a link to it. It's free, and it comes with three different pieces of software, and again, all of this is free. The first one is actually a print driver that shows up on your screen. So when you're ready and you're done and you're ready to save this as a PDF, you don't have to buy Adobe, which is like, I don't know, $800 or something to create PDFs. Now, some of the newer words, WordPerfect, some of that, they have a feature now that you can save it to a PDF, but you'll see in a minute why that's not enough and why you want to use PDF 995. PDF 995 is just a print driver. So when you're ready to save this as a PDF, you say print, and then you select PDF 995 as your printer. And in a matter of seconds, it will come up, and it will appear to you as a PDF.
Well, now, this is Eve with a question.
Mm-hmm.
Hello. How does this relate to two questions. Is a PowerPoint considered a document?
Yes.
Okay.
And remind me when we get to videos. Here, let me make a note. Let me mention PowerPoint when we get to videos.
Okay. And my second question concerns whether you or others in the group have heard of and possibly use Creative Commons as a licensing option.
Creative what?
Creative Commons.
No.
Take a look. Offline another time, creativecommons.com. We are publishing the Parents Forum Handbook using that license.
Okay. You spell this? I got the creative. Is it comments?
C-O-M-M-O-N-S, Creative
Commons. Oh, Commons. Okay.
With
okay.
The
it
idea
is creativecommons.com?
Dot org.
Okay.
It's basically a short menu of options for someone like each of us who creates things to put them out to the world for either share and share alike. People can do anything they want with it, sort of almost like public domain, or reserving certain rights. You have to say you got it from us, you can't change it, and you can't sell it.
So this is a place that you can post your resource.
It's not so much a place, because you don't put your things on their site. You use their license. It was created about, I don't know, 5 or 6 years ago with the rise in digital media, so that there wasn't this either or. Either it's public domain or it's all rights reserved. In other words, it's some rights reserved. It's sort of an intermediate spectrum.
Let me ask, which step would this be? Is this a matter of how you get it into the format, or is this how you would deliver it?
It's not a formatting thing.
So it's more delivery.
Simply a sort of a stamp that you put on your document, whether it's printed or made available online or both, and you say, this is published under a Creative Commons license, attribution, no derivatives, and nonprofit.
So it's kind of like a copyright stamp that can be put on your document.
It's an intermediate copyright.
Okay.
It's very useful. It's very
then
becoming
you could,
quite widely used.
Then I would recommend adding that as an option to the last cell under Deliver With.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I would probably put that.
Mm-hmm.
Before you use that or one of the other options, let me tell you the other two things that you can do in the Save As with the PDF 995. Because mm-hmm. the first step of that is that you save it to a PDF using PDF 995. It takes 2 seconds, no longer than it. In fact, it takes less time than it does for you to actually print it on a printer, and it's free. Now, the main concern that a lot of us have with putting our intellectual property out there is how it can be protected. And Eve shared one idea for that. But somebody could, theoretically, depending on how that file is created, could choose to copy and paste from the actual PDF document. You've asked them, you've done everything you can to kind of put that stamp of copyright on it, but we all know that there are people out there who don't put much value in that. One of the options that PDF 995 offers is part of this free suite of three different kinds of software. The first is what prints at the PDF. The second one is called Signature 995. It's part of the suite that you get for free. And you take the document that you just printed to PDF, and you can select different options for how you want to secure it. You can make it password protected, that you'd have to give them the password to open it. I don't usually do that. What I do usually do, though, if I have intellectual property that I kind of consider proprietary, I don't want just anybody copying and pasting it, is I'll use the feature that it allows for printing, but it disables their option for copying and pasting or using screen scanners. And so you simply select, I want this document. You tell it which document. I want it restricted in these ways. You click a button, and it comes up again as a new, it's under a new file name. And now you have a document that you can put out there and nobody can copy and paste from. Okay?
Interesting.
The other,
I'm
sorry, go ahead. Did somebody have
this
a question?
This is Eve. I just said interesting.
Oh, okay. Okay. I was talking at the same time. I didn't hear what you said. The third, I'll just say real quickly, is PDF edit. And the main thing, there's a lot of things you can do with that. One thing is that PDF 995, if you have a full-length website address, it will automatically make that a live link. So within your PDF, if somebody hovers there, in fact, you guys will see that your handouts are this way. The links are live. And that's something a lot of PDF, when you save to it, it doesn't do. Also, if you just save to PDF in Word or whatever, it's not going to secure it. People can still copy and paste. The other thing is, and this is especially valuable for either handouts that are both, that are multiple documents. You've created multiple documents, but you'd like to put them into one resource. And a real easy way of visualizing that would be an ebook. You have 10 chapters in it. You've created each one separate, but now you'd like for it to be an ebook. When I did my media and press, my speaker kit and my media kit, which are both online now, I had like testimonial letters that were separate from the actual document, and maybe I wanted to insert a different page from some other document in the midst of all this. Well, rather than me having to go and make a page and put that in there and all that, what PDF Edit does is that you can print the PDF 995, each page or each block of pages, in whatever order you want it to appear in the final document, and you go into PDF, you print the first part of that, first page, you go into PDF Edit, and you click Combine Documents. Now, anything you print after that, within the order that you ask it to print, will now get combined into one document that at the end will be your final document. And at whatever point you're done, you just uncheck that mark and it will stop combining your documents, whatever you print after that. So in a matter of just minutes, rather than taking hours to actually recreate something from multiple documents.
Recollate, sure.
Yes. You can, and all of that is free. The only downside is if you get the free version, it's fully functional. The only downside is that whenever you use the feature, it'll have a little pop-up that says, do you want to upgrade to a licensed copy? It's annoying, but for 2 years, I tolerated the annoying pop-ups because I was too cheap to pay $20. It's only $20.
Wow.
So finally, I said, you know what? This is so valuable. It's totally worth $20. I don't know why I didn't do it before. And it took away the pop-ups. It was still fully functional. I had every bit of functionality as before. So now, if you've used that, now what you have is a secure document that people cannot cut and paste from, and you're ready to deliver it. And Eve told us one way that we can add an extra, that copyright stamp to it. Once you have your document, you've got about four or five different ways that you can deliver that. You can take the PDF and upload it to your website and then have a link to it off of a web page. You can send out an email that has a link to that document that you've uploaded to your web page. You can attach it to an email. If you, and those are all things that you are just giving it away, no strings attached, you're not collecting any information for it. When people opt in, it gives you the opportunity, yes, for them to say, yes, I want this, make an official request, please send this to me, and in exchange, I'm going to give you my contact information. Mm. The benefit of doing this, I really resisted doing this for a lot of years because I'm just very sensitive about, you know, people giving information, whatever, until I realized I was missing the opportunity not only to know who was interested, but of being able to establish a relationship with that person.
Sure.
And we've all heard, you know, it takes anywhere from 5 to 7 to 20 contacts of them seeing or being exposed to your information for them maybe to even make a decision to invest something like a fee for a class.
Right.
And by offering a free resource and all your and that's high value, for them, in exchange for their email, they are going to be more willing to give that email, and then that gives you an opportunity to follow up with them, to get to know them a little bit more, let them know maybe what else you have to offer, and I'm not, and that way you're not spamming them either or sending them junk mail. They've asked for that, and you can say in the opt-in, if you opt in for this, you will be added to our list, and if they're going to get everything, you tell them, you're going to get everything. You're automatically getting subscribed to our newsletter. Or sometimes I'll say you will only get information related to this topic. So like I've got a parenting styles quiz, and there's a bonus free report they can get for that. And on that one I might say I'll only send you information when I have training products or resources related to parenting styles so that they know what they're really opting in for.
Right.
So when you do an opt-in, they can fill out the little form, and I'll tell you how the software that you can use to create those very simply. If you have a web designer, they can do it also, but they use code to do it. They have to create the code. So they can opt in, and when they click submit, it just redirects them to a new page that either is that PDF document or is a page that has a link to it, or they can opt in, and it generates an email that will be sent to them that has a link or a link to that document. And I'll tell you how you use an autoresponder program that can automate all of that. It's called Easy Web Automation, and we're actually going to – we'll cover that in the next one in e-courses. I'll tell you a little bit more about that. Any questions, though, just on creating some PDFs that are secure that you can give for free reports? The resources for doing it, the how-tos, are on the what you can check out later resources. Okay, then let's go to e-courses. An e-course is a series of emails that deliver your information in pieces. So if you imagine something like a 7-day e-course, that would be 7 emails that are sent in sequential order over 7 days. So email number 1 is sent on day 1, email number 2 is sent on day 2, and it's over time, however much you decide, they're getting that information. In terms of how you create it, you're going to write it the same way you would any other document. You're going to write your 7-day e-course, what's in day 1, what's in day 2, whatever. You're going to edit it with, you know, your Word or whatever, whatever format you want to use for that. When you're done with your 7 different pieces, there's a couple different ways you can save that. You can save it in either ASCII text or HTML if the information and the lesson is actually going to be in the email that they receive, because those are the two formats of email, or you can save it as a PDF again, especially if you want the information secured, and then the email would have a link to that PDF. You would, like, upload it to your website, and the email would say, welcome to the second day of your e-course. Click on this link, and you're going to get in day 2's lesson. And they'd click on it, and that would bring up your PDF file. And then they can print that, save that, whatever. Okay? The way that you deliver those, however, this is where it's so amazing that this can be so totally automated, that you set it up once, and then when people opt in or just send an email to a particular email address, it will automatically, every day, generate the appropriate email to the appropriate person.
Wow.
Even if you are sitting on the beach in Fiji, it is getting that name, they're opting in, and it's sending out that email each and every day.
Now, if we use this, do we get the day in Fiji?
I wish. Now, if we all can get over our charging for things, and you know, I tend to give away, wait, I have gotten more lectures from people about undercharging and giving away for free. If we could all, we could all probably be millionaires from this if we wanted to. And people certainly in the business world who have no qualms about, you know, charging for everything and charging a lot. Yeah, they're probably getting that day on Fiji as a result of their investment in this.
Yeah. Jody, so, I have a question about the e-courses in terms of content. What have you successfully used this with in terms of content?
You know what I really like is before someone, and here's just I won't spend too much time on this, but there's a basic concept that was a big, huge aha missing piece of the puzzle for me. And that's that I would be sending people to my website, and I'd have a few articles or whatever, no way to capture names or follow up.
Right.
But I was expecting their first investment in our relationship to be them, like, signing up for my parenting class, which at that point was, you know, no longer free. You know, I was doing it independently, so I had to charge something. Well,
right.
That's a lot to ask somebody for their first investment.
Sure.
And people like getting a feel for what it is before they make that investment.
Correct.
What I did my very first product factory is I realized I had all these. I had over 30 resources, but I had no way of capturing names, and I had no way of introducing someone to my material without some kind of product that I was actually selling.
Mm-hmm.
There were articles, but other than that, that's all I had. And so I created a 7-day e-course that's an overview of the Parents Tool Shop.
Huh.
So day one, you know, is some preliminary information, and they do end up with, you know, some of the proprietary information, but I was willing to share that so that they would kind of get a feel for whether or not this is for them or not. If it's not, then we're not a good match anyway.
Right.
A question, Jody. This is Eve again, and I appreciate that people say their names as if it were an anonymous program, which it isn't. Tell me how you decided what to put into the e-course and whether it was something that anybody could take or whether they actually contacted you and requested it.
How much I put in there had to do with, first of all, how much time do you want them to read? If it's every day for 7 days, how much time reasonably do you want them to spend reading this?
Mm-hmm.
And we all know how we feel about getting emails and how many we're getting and how much time we have to read them. So I recommend limiting your, however much you're giving them in that daily dose to be what really, I have a tendency to want to just keep giving value and over-delivering, and I really had to control myself and cut, and go with basic information. And I did make some decisions about, well, if they're getting bits for free, how much of some of the more meat and potatoes of this course, or how much more of the specifics or the details do I want to give? And usually, here's your general rule of thumb. If something is for free, it's usually a basic introduction. If that's of interest to them and they want more, then they're entering more deeply into the relationship. And you still wouldn't expect them to pay $100 for something, but you might present the opportunity for them to get a little bit more information with maybe a $5 product or something like that, or not, just more in depth. Say you want to keep everything for free. But that's enough of a taste that they know that they want more, and so they can sign up for something more in depth. For example, I have a 20-day e-course that is a little bit more in depth than just what they get in the 7-day. But that one I think is only $10. But it could have been for free.
Hmm.
That's your choice, whether or not you want it to be for free or not. Okay. Okay. Hit star
Jody?
6, and then you can take a call if you need to.
Oh, that's okay. Jody, this is Don. Is there a shopping cart that goes along with that?
Yes. And that's what, so let's move over to how you deliver these. If you don't have a shopping cart system, and I'm going to explain that next. If that's not, it does cost money for that. It's not a lot, depending on your budget, but it will automate all of this. If you don't want to do that, if you still want to do it with what you currently have existing, check with your ISP, your email provider. Usually you can set up a one-time autoresponder that if somebody sends an email to this email address, it will respond with one message. You're not going to be able to do a sequential 7-day kind of e-course that way, but you could do a free report. They send it there. It sends one email. That one email has a link to your information. That you can do with whatever you have existing now. Chances are you can do that. If you want to go to the next level, though, and start providing e-courses, or you want to automate your follow-up, so say somebody buys a video you have, and you want to follow up with them, you can, within this system, there's three different levels. And actually, if you want to real quick, take a look at the second page, Easy Web Automation, and let me just review for you what this is. First of all, it's essentially a shopping cart system, and it can automate all of the opt-in purchasing and delivery of your digital product and your physical products too. It's not going to handle the shipping of it, but in terms of the processing of the order, it can be free, it can be for fee. Whatever, however you set that up, you get to set that up. There's three basic levels to it. If all you want to do are these autoresponders, which are just the automated email program, that's $29 a month. If you want to actually sell products, like through a shopping cart with a merchant account and all that, you can set up all your products there that people can do secure online ordering. It'll process their credit cards. It'll send you a notice. If it's a digital resource, it will deliver that to them all while you're sitting on the beach. That's $50 a month. If you want to deliver digital products that you upload to them and then they deliver those, for example, I've got your PDF that way. I've got some videos that are that way. There is a limit to how big the file can be, and it provides a digital license that when somebody buys that, they get a special license code that copy only belongs to them. And there's more I can go into on that whole piece of it that would probably be another time, another day. But to do these basic e-courses, you could just do the $30 a month, and that would give you the ability to do these. I actually have a tutorial on the third page there that when I was in Book Yourself Solid, one of my team members, a lot of people were not familiar with this, and she actually did a web seminar showing us, it was actually a PowerPoint. And then we also recorded our conversation about it, and it ended up being a video tutorial for what the benefit of autoresponders are, how this software actually does it. If you watch that, I think it was around 20 to 30 minutes, or 30 to 40 minutes long, you can actually see how this works and really kind of wrap your head more around some of the technical details. The bottom line is that it's incredibly simple. You write it. You go into this shopping cart system, into Easy Web Automation. You create a new autoresponder series. You say what day you want it to go out, and then you copy and paste your text into the email that's going to go out, and then that's it. You've got it. Now, you can either send people there by having them send an email to that autoresponder address, or you can create a product that when they buy that product, or even you can charge zero for that product, but it processes them through the shopping cart, it'll automatically deliver. It'll start that autoresponder series. Or what's the other ways that you can do it? Mm-hmm. Or the opt-in. You can use those opt-in fields. And that software, the Easy Web Automation, has a form creator feature.
Wow.
That you can say, these are the fields that I want. When they hit select, or I'm sorry, when they hit submit, it's going to send me the information, add them to my mailing list, and it's going to automatically send them this email. You tell it what you want that form to do, and then it creates the HTML code that you just copy and paste into your web page, and it appears as a form. So I don't have to hire a designer to do that for me anymore.
It's Eve with a question.
Uh-huh.
We got a small grant parents form to put to create a registration system, and we've done that. Would that mesh nicely with the Easy Web Automation if we decided to go with the shopping cart, or would we have to replicate it on their system?
Do you already have products set up and everything?
I believe so. It's our web guru S who is in charge of this, but we have paid a fellow to create the registration system for us. It's
about
a one-time charge. It's not a monthly subscription. So we are, once we pay him, we have it. So.
Okay, but then you still got to update it and keep it current and pay someone to add new products or whatever. If you have probably about 25 or fewer products, it wouldn't be. You would have to recreate those. You can't just import them. But if you have about 25 or less, it's not real time consuming. I already had almost 100, and I had started out with a system called OneShoppingCart.com, and then when I took Product Factory, Mitch Meyerson, one of the instructors, is actually the licensed owner of Easy Web Automation, which is identical to OneShoppingCart.com, except he offers all kinds of free tutorials, resources, and tips, and all kinds of wonderful stuff. But I already had set it up with over 100 products. I had over 50 autoresponders, and it was just too much to replicate over to Mitch's. So I recommend Mitch's because it's better. He gives better customer support. He gives better support overall.
You recommend the Easy Web Automation?
Yeah.
Over freeshoppingcart.com.
Over oneshoppingcart.com.
One.
In terms of the software and functionality, they're identical. Mitch is a licensed provider of oneshoppingcart.com. So in terms of how everything functions, how it's set up, all that's identical. But what Mitch does is, in addition to that, he provides more support and training, tips and articles and stuff for the people who are his subscribers for how they can best use the system. And I wish I had known that when I signed up.
Now we know.
Now you know. Yeah, that's why I recommend his above all the. There's probably a dozen other ones out there. And Michael Port has one, too, called Booked Solid Carts. But I'm so impressed with the service that Mitch gives for his, that his is usually the one that I recommend. All
where
the
is
prices
he
are going to be
geographically, if I may ask? Where
I'm
is
sorry?
He geographically?
Mitch? Mitch is in Arizona. The One Shopping Cart system is actually out of Canada.
I just like to know these things. I don't know.
And the other thing to keep in mind is that you do not have to load any software on your, you don't have to take up any server space, nothing. All of this runs off the Internet. So you log into Easy Web Automation, and that's where you copy and paste your autoresponder or you set up your product or whatever. And you can do all kinds of, that's a whole other hour-long teleseminar of all the things that One Shopping Cart can do. And Mitch does have some tutorials and some videos and things like that. And they also have, I think it's a 30-day trial period around with it and see just how easy it is to use before you decide. Yeah. Let's move on to audio and video because I see we're past the top of the hour and we are recording this, so if you need to drop off, go ahead. You'll still get the full recording. But hopefully you can stay on in case you have questions. Audio, there are a couple of different ways that you can get the actual audio that you're going to be using. One is with a digital recorder. I happen to use an Olympus. I just hang it around my neck. It's got five different, it records up to 8 hours. So I could actually record an entire six-hour workshop. And I just turn it on. It's right there. I can use a mic if I want, but if I just, it hangs around my neck. If I put it in the right spot, just picks that up. I forget about it. At the end of the day, it comes apart. I plug it into my computer, and I can bring up, save onto my computer that digital audio recording. No more taking cassettes and having to figure out how to get them duplicated into digital format. My recorder, it was about $80, so that's under a $100 investment for equipment. If you don't want to spend anything, okay, because I told you, you can do this free. Another way you can do it is what we're doing right now, is you get a conference call account. If you use noconferencecall.com, and you have a link to that on the second page, you can get the account for free. It costs you nothing to have a bridge line just like this. And then what you would do is you would call into the bridge line to whomever else you're talking to. If I'm doing a counseling session with Don and we want to record that so that he can have, or I'm doing a coaching session around ideas for his business or something like that, we can agree to call into that conference line so that we can record it. So you get up to 120 people can call into that line. They have to make the long-distance call, and you've all experienced that. You made a long-distance call today. But for me to have that bridge line is free. For me to get a recording of that is free. All I had to do was hit star 2. It starts recording it. When we're done, I hang up or hit star 2, and it saves a recording of it. It's done the recording, and I access that online. It's storing it online until I go out there and I download it to my computer.
Wow.
Yeah. The third way is if you're not having a conversation with someone, say you have a PowerPoint presentation and you've created that, and you want to have audio to go along with it. The audio part of that you can record directly into your computer. There is, just within Windows, a feature for doing that, but all you can do is record. You can't edit. To record and edit is a program that is free. It's called Audacity. You do have a link to it, and you also have a video tutorial of how it works. For that one, all you need is a microphone, whether you're going to use Windows or you're going to use Audacity. All you need is a microphone. It's plugged into the mic. You talk into it. So let's say we record what we want to say along with that PowerPoint. What we can do with that audio then is that we can either have a separate PDF that people are looking at while they Eve's PDF of her PowerPoint, which she created using the PDF 995, and then at the same time they listen to her audio recording and they manually turn the pages. Or when we go to videos, we can actually take the PDF as the video part and what we just recorded as the audio part, we can create a video of that PowerPoint presentation.
Hmm.
Okay, that's one way to do it. There's another way to do it, and I'll tell you about that when we get there. If you record with the free conference call or you record it directly into Audacity, you can directly bring it into Audacity and edit it. So you can cut out things. There's a little demonstration video you have a link to. You can see how you would do that. If you recorded it on your digital recorder, some of them are recorded in a Windows format that they would not let Audacity support because Bill Gates didn't want them to. So so this is what I have to do when I am recording workshop with my digital recorder. There's a $25 program, not a big investment, that I just open up the software, I select that file, and it converts it into MP3 format. And now I can bring it into Audacity. I can edit it there. Within Audacity, I can then export it to MP3 format. And that's usually the format that you want your audio products to be in if they're going to be up on the web, because it's the most compressed, the best quality for the smallest file size. And that makes a big difference when people are downloading, how
sure.
quickly they can download that. There is a little plug-in within Audacity that you have to also download in addition to the software to get that MP3 conversion, but it's you just follow the directions and you'll get it. So then you have your audio, and you can either upload it to your website and give people a link that they can download it. That depends on your hosting, and I've got a really good hosting resource I'll tell you about in just a quick second. That'll be the last thing I cover. Or you can upload it for free to xdrive.com, and I have not personally used that, because my web hosting is sufficient that I can do that very easily. I got tons of room and bandwidth. So if anybody uses that, let me know. Or if anybody knows of another place you can upload audios for free and people can download them from there, let me know.
Is this the only one you know of, Jody?
I think that there are some others, but I think they cost.
Okay.
Audio Acrobat I've heard recommended a lot by people who do this, but I don't think it's free.
Okay.
And I wanted there to be at least one free resource for you. So I just did a real quick search, and that was one that I was able to find without a whole lot of searching, but I've not used it. So if you try that out, give me a report.
Okay.
Let me know how that works. And then obviously you can also take that audio and you can burn it to a CD, which you can then send and ship to people. You could probably just do that through Windows. There's also programs like Nero. Other programs that will burn that CD for you. The advantage of doing it through Nero is that if you had something like Eve's PowerPoint, which is a digital document, that's in a PDF format, and you want that on the same CD as the audio, within Nero you can actually create a product that has both formats on it, and it will support that. You could mail out that CD. They pop it into the computer. From that CD, they can print out Eve's PDF, and then click on the audio and listen to it while they read it.
Hmm.
Okay?
Sweet.
Any quick questions on that? Let's move to videos, because I do want to get through this. I really wasn't sure how much time it would take for us to get through this. So let's go through videos real quick, because this is really the point at which you're going to no longer be able to do everything for free, probably. there really is no free way of getting digital video recorded. You've either got to have a digital camcorder, and for that, you can only record things that are actually happening, you know, like your workshop, whatever. We had your daughter's concert, and you want to give a copy to your mother or whatever. That is recording live action. There's something else, and when you create these tutorials, almost every tutorial that you're going to see was created with a software program called Camtasia, and it's listed there in your handout. Camtasia records whatever is happening on your computer screen.
Oh.
So if I'm using Camtasia, what I can do is I can actually have my microphone set up to record what I'm saying as I am looking on my screen at my PowerPoint presentation. It actually has a plugin for PowerPoint. So when you're in PowerPoint, you select it. You want it to start recording your screen. You go to your first slide, and you say whatever you want about that first slide. You click to the next slide. It's recording simultaneously what you are viewing and what you are seeing and creating a video.
Wow.
It's phenomenal. The software itself is about $300. It's not as expensive as some, but it's about $300. And if you're eligible for, like, student or educational discounts, I do know that's one that does give discounts. On their software. So that's how you get the actual recording. To go over to editing it, there are two ways. If you've recorded the screen capture, you've already got Camtasia, so you're going to stick with Camtasia, and you're going to do your editing using Camtasia. You can add in graphics. You can add in other audio. There's all kinds of things that you can do with Camtasia, and I actually have a buddy of mine has developed a full training program on how to use it, and it's extremely impressive. So I've given you a link how to do that. If you have a digital recorder where you've recorded live video, you know, your daughter's concert or whatever, that you can, Windows can capture that. There's usually some way that comes with your camera to capture that. Or you can use a program called Adobe Premiere Elements. If you buy that, you know, at Adobe, it's going to cost you $800, but I looked for one of those OEM, which is like it's approved, but you don't get all the support. I was able to get it for $100.
$100? Wow.
Now, you're going to have to search the way I did. It just depends on who's offering discounts at the time. That'll take some searching, but I did successfully find more than one place that was selling it for $100. It might not be the most current version. You know, a few versions back is going to be less.
Mm-hmm.
But what I can do then is I just plug in my camcorder, and I can actually capture my video right into Adobe. I can edit it. I can add menus. I can add headings for each section. I can in terms of how I save it, I can either save it as a digital file, which I could then use for a web delivery, or it will actually burn it directly to the DVD, and this is so cool. All I have to do is select menus, pick which pretty menu system I want to use. They're all pre-made. I can't custom design that. But I, in a matter of 15 to 20 minutes, have taken a video, some family video, and I export it onto DVD, and it comes up with a menu, just like your DVDs that you buy at the store that say, do you want to play the whole movie, or do you want to go to scene selection? And you select scene selection, and there's a little menu of what you can pick. 20 minutes. That's what Adobe Premiere can do. So that's Adobe Premiere. You're going to get only AVI, which is the largest video size. I think it also will convert that into Windows Media, WMV, which is Windows Movie Viewer or something like that. That's a smaller size. If you offer either of those two on the web, people will download that file to their computer and then watch it. They can burn it to a DVD or watch it on their computer. But they do have possession of the video. So keep that in mind. As a result, some people will choose that they don't want people to be able to just keep that or distribute it or whatever. And so they want people to watch it online, and that's called a flash video. And you've probably seen those where you click, it looks like a little recorder, and you watch it on the screen.
Right.
To produce FLAC, you do need to have Camtasia. So Camtasia, which was the one that did the screen capture, you can bring in your live video to there also. and it will save it in any of those formats, including the Flash video.
Wow.
They're like the only ones that can create from live video, that Flash video that you can then have people watch online. So once you have your video, whatever format you want that in, you can either upload it to your site, and people can either download it as a file or they can watch it online with Flash. For free, I think YouTube is free, and that's where you can post your video up there and people can watch it. That's kind of like a public domain thing. Or you can burn it to a DVD either with the menus with Adobe, or you can just burn it with Nero, which we had talked about before.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know this is a lot of information, and I know your brains are kind of going, whoa, this is a lot. My main goal in verbally telling you this is I just want you to see the possibilities. So many people think that this is going to cost them an arm and a leg and take them months. In old-fashioned ways, that's what it would have taken. I easily, in fact, I got off of, I forget which call I was on, but I got off of a phone call, one of these teleseminars, and said, you know what, I decided on the spur of the moment to offer some resources. And in a matter of 20 minutes, I had kind of collected, created an opt-in. It went over to another page. Oh, I know, it was after the preview call for the April Book Yourself Solid program. We did the preview call, and on that preview call, Michael offered for free for anybody who goes to the integritymarketing.org website that they could have his 3-CD set for free. Well, this was a new product, and I certainly wanted to offer that to folks. So I had to go out, and in a matter of a half an hour, I had set up the entire ordering process, follow-up emails, opt in to get it, and I'm providing it for free. And within a half an hour, I now had a whole new product to offer and follow up with people.
Can I say on behalf of everyone, or at least I hope I'm speaking for others, you are a goddess and we worship you.
Jody?
Oh, thank you. Yes.
Jody, this is Don. Will you marry me?
I'll just build up my favors here. And
on behalf of my board here in Parents Forum, that you have certainly moved me at least one quantum leap forward and perhaps more. And I do work in theoretical physics. So.
Well, and I'll tell you, that's why I was so excited about offering this Book Yourself Solid program in April, that I was going to have a team just with family service professionals. And to be honest, I've not gotten many signups for it. And I haven't quite figured out why, and I probably should be sending out a letter to folks finding out if there's something more I can be doing or what the issue is. But this is just a small tip of the iceberg of what I have to share with folks. But it would require, you know, us to spend more time together and for me to be able to answer more questions and maybe even sit on, you know, as get on the web and I can walk you through some of this or answer questions or whatever.
Well, that
so,
was my other question. This is Judy, Jody. Mm-hmm. How long did it take you to learn to do this? It's one thing to get off of a call and actually implement something you know how to do, but
mm-hmm.
how long did it take you to actually learn it?
If you have basically good computer skills,
mm-hmm.
I mean, you're not afraid
mm-hmm.
to kind of dig in and learn by doing.
Mm-hmm.
I would say it was probably within 90 days. 90-day product factory, I already had some audio and some video, but didn't know that I could do all this stuff.
Right.
And I created in 90 days. All they ask you to do is create one product.
Right.
I ended up creating 8.
Wow.
I did the 7-day e-course for free. I mean, that was kind of my official. That was from nothing, from scratch. But then I took my audios, and I actually came up with an 8-set audio series.
Mm-hmm.
I took videos that I had and converted them over. It really was not, it didn't take me that long.
Hmm.
No, I already knew how to use my own digital camcorder. You know, I didn't have that learning curve. The teleconferencing, that was a piece of cake. Most of this stuff, I was shocked at how easy it was to learn.
Right.
The whole shopping cart system, I had almost 100 products.
Right.
It took me a full week to set that up, but I had 100 products
right.
and autoresponders. The average person, it takes about 1 to 2 days to get everything set up.
Okay. Wow.
And it's really
but
easy.
Still,
it's very user-friendly.
Still.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is, I think, I don't want to say life-changing, but program-changing you know, I think you've taken, certainly you've taken me forward significantly in comfort and desire on an emotional level. I want to do this a lot more than I wanted to do it at the beginning.
Oh,
so.
I'm so glad to hear. Can I quote you?
Because oh, yeah.
I really,
absolutely.
Because I'm offering this opportunity in April to do Book Yourself Solid, where everybody's going to learn this, and we're going to take it slow enough that you can step by step by step do that. And I don't know if it's the cost, which is already half off. I don't know if it's the 15 weeks, and I know we're all busy. But I think if people can recognize just how much this can truly improve your program, help you save time, save money, and still serve more people in a better, more deeper way,
can you
me,
tell me
that's
what,
almost a no-brainer.
Jody, tell me, it's not necessarily that I'd want to take it, but what are the dates?
It's actually starting on the 18th of April.
Right.
So now we're getting in. Actually, I need to know that I've got enough people on my team to even do it. I
and
need to know by Monday.
And what is the cost?
The normal full fee is $2,500, and it's half off. It's under $1,000. It's $997. For 15 weeks, and that's to be on my team. Only people who are on my team get the half-price discount.
Mm-hmm.
And when you break it down into 45 hours of training, and all of it is recorded, so if it doesn't fit your schedule, you can listen to the recording, plus all of the personalized, I actually read over your publicity materials. I actually read over a lot of what you do and help tweak that, you know, really help it apply to your specific situation. You're not going to get that from this audio series, from preview call, from none of that.
How does
and you're
going to
get feedback from other professionals, too, on the
is
team.
Is it just like what we're doing now? Is it?
It's
like
very
15?
Much like that, except we would be taking one topic each week and delving in a little bit deeper to it and actually doing practice exercises to apply it to your particular program.
And what time of day and blah, blah, blah?
All of the calls are at 3 o'clock. The main call with me, Michael, or another Book Yourself Solid coach around the content, which is from his book, is on Wednesdays at 3. The next day is open Q&A, masterminding, brainstorming, questions to help you apply it in general from the whole group and Michael. Then our team call, which that's going to focus just on special issues that we may have as family service professionals. I have extra bonus content beyond what Michael presents that is specific from what I've taught in some of these workshops that I've
and
done around the country for parent educators.
What is the ending time? So it runs April 18th through
I think
June?
It's August. It's
I
15
see.
Weeks.
Wow.
And everything
and when
is
do you
recorded.
Need to know?
I need to know really by Monday. I'm going to be deciding if I'm going to do this. If I have 10 people or more, I'll do it. And right now I've only got about 3. So I'm just very surprised from only. And I get standing ovations. I mean, they just rave. But then when I offered it where anybody could do it, you know, in the comfort of your own home, and I do recognize cost, and I really addressed that with Michael and said, we've got to give the biggest discount we can possibly give.
Mm-hmm.
And considering the value, it really is a very good value. Mm-hmm. But if people don't realize, and this is just a little taste, you know, of what they can get and how much this can really catapult their program, I don't know that they would see the value of that.
Right. Well, I am going to present it to my board president, whom I'm meeting this afternoon, and she is a communications professional, so it might, in fact, be she who takes it if she felt it was something that she could do from her home. She's a mother and is expecting again.
Oh, good.
So
good.
Her name is Ariana, Ariana Mamoli. She's a delightful young woman, from my perspective, young.
But, well, send her to theintegritymarketing.org website, and there's a right off the homepage there, there's a link to get more information about the Book Yourself Solid program that, and my team that I'm offering.
Okay.
She can check that out. And then you can also give her my number and have her give me a call. I'd be more than it's Easter weekend, so, you know, I'll do my best in between. I'm going out of
is
town or whatever, but
number?
I'd be happy to
no,
call her.
What number do I call for you? Does she call
let
for
me
you?
Give you the toll-free one for Integrity Marketing.
Right.
Is I have all kinds of. And did you know that at AT&T you can get up to 10 long-distance toll-free numbers for $10 a month?
I declare. We had somebody to answer the phone. We might consider it, but we don't. So.
Yeah.
What are the numbers, please?
Well, mine all ring into the same place. Okay. It is 1-888. 435-7046.
And that comes to you?
Uh-huh.
No.
And that's
okay.
1-888-HELP, I-M, for Integrity Marketing.
1-888-435-7046?
Yes.
Great. Okay.
Okay.
I think I need to ring off, and I want to thank you so much. And
yes, I think we'll wrap up the program here. And I will send you – oh, and I will mention the only thing that there is not currently a video tutorial for is just what we're doing right now. My computer crashed this week, so I did not have access to my Camtasia and all of that. So, Don, are you still on the call?
Yes, I am, Judy.
We had said that I wanted to walk you through that process. Once my computer gets up and running, can we schedule a time to do that, and I'll record it on the screen and create a video tutorial from it?
Sure.
Would you be willing to help me with that?
Sure. What process was that we were going to do?
How to get your no-conference call number, how to log in and record it, and then how to get your recording uploaded.
Right. Oh, absolutely. Uh-huh.
Okay,
yeah.
Good. Good. Once
yeah.
I know what I'm running, I'll give you a call about that, and we'll set up a time.
Okay. Jerry, one quick thing before we wrap it up. If there was something that you were going to, you know, one thing that, where would you start? Just creating one product and getting it out there, and then
I would suggest creating a freebie giveaway that you have people opt in to get, so that they can get something for free. You can shake hands and meet them, and you can start developing a deeper relationship and find out better how you can help them.
Okay,
that's where I'd start, and I would start with a quick, like, top 10 tips, very short, easy to make kind of document.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Sounds
okay.
Good.
All right. The only resource I didn't mention is web hosting. If you're concerned about where to upload this stuff to, that your server doesn't have enough, on the second page is Dreamhost, and I've got all the details there. That's it for now.
That's great, Jody. Thank you.
You are very welcome. Everybody, have a good day.